Aircheckdownloads.com.
And sunny spells, very cold though, with highs of 2 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Alex Richardson.
Thank you, Alex. Right, come on then.
It's Friday, the waiting's over, cause the weekend is here. It's Friday, I can almost taste the ice cold beer. It's Friday,
weekend's over,
and there's no more work to do.
It's Friday,
AM sexy, there's 2 whole days for you.
It's Friday,
it's time to kick the weekend off again.
With me time,
have breakfast, don't have a man, and
me and the one nation.
Why you always in the mood? Ooh, you keep me coming.
This is Hallam FM, good morning, it's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. My name is Big John. This is Breakfast Weekday 6 till 10 on Hallam FM. Morning, Liesl.
Morning.
Morning, Producer James.
Good morning.
So yesterday, snow has now turned to ice. It's hovering around freezing point all day today, so unlikely to disappear anytime soon. The main routes have been gritted. We all seem to get in okay, but the side roads are horrible, as you'd expect. Very, very icy. I slipped over, of course I did.
Oh no.
Just barely out of my house.
Right down, oh no.
Not quite, I caught myself against a tree. Just staggering around. I'm an idiot. But do take it steady. Lots of schools have been affected for key workers. All the info on the website, and that's changing all the time. Go to hallamfm.co.uk and we'll keep you updated through the morning. It really is stay home Friday. If you can stay home, you don't need to leave home, then please do. Rain tomorrow, so that should clear the ice. And then dry and sunny in South Yorkshire on Sunday, but staying cold. That's the day 11 of the lockdown. Claudia Winkleman's birthday. Liesl, how old's our Claude?
Oh, I think she's 46.
It's hard to tell under that fringe, isn't it?
Mm.
It's hard to tell. I think she might be 45.
She's 49, actually.
Is she?
Oh.
And Wikipedia, James, your favourite website.
I keep meaning to give some money to that. I keep meaning to give the $2.
Well, you go for it, mate.
I nearly had to the other day because it wouldn't let me see anything until I agreed to do it. I was tempted, actually.
I don't think
it blocks you.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It wouldn't let me see the information I was desperately trying to
really?
Read.
They
yeah.
They've started doing
they,
that.
They put a blanket over what I was trying to read, and I was like, oh, I already need the date and the birthday.
James,
Martin Luther King.
No,
that's not right. They haven't got a paywall on Wikipedia yet.
They ask
you for donations, but I don't think they
But no, no, no.
You.
But what I'm saying is the sign was blocking the information I was trying to read. So at one point, I was so desperate to get it, I was thinking, oh, it's only a couple of dollars, or maybe I should do it.
But just to recap, you don't have to, do you? It's a donation.
No, but they're just trying to make you, aren't they, by doing that.
Yeah, I know that.
Still free, and I think it's been around for 18 years.
19.
20, actually. It was,
wow.
20 years old today. Right, what's coming up this morning? Well, Ed Sheeran on the way, Joel Corry as well, and with it being locked down and everyone's doing homeschooling, every day's a school day for us. What have you learned? Messages now through the Hallam FM app. It starts with Holly in Sheffield, something she's learned that she never wants to do again. It's next on Hallam FM. Yesterday's snow has turned to ice, hovering around freezing point all day. Schools affected, main roads seem to be gritted and moving okay, but any problems you spot, do tell us. 0114-221-4444. It's 6:17, this is Hallam FM.
What have we learned?
What have you learned? Right, things you don't want to do again. Holly in Sheffield.
Marathons.
running marathons?
100%.
Yeah, you see, that was never on my bucket list. I mean, what the hell?
I'm there already.
What were you thinking? I mean, so have you done one?
I've done two.
Oh, my God. Was it an accident?
Yeah.
You just kept going?
Yeah, I just didn't stop.
So having accomplished two, that's amazing.
To be honest, the feeling of finishing the line is amazing, but everything from the start to the end, I wouldn't advise.
Right, so you regret both of them?
The second one more than the first.
I mean, if anyone listening now who's in training, even during lockdown, thinking, I just want to have this as a target and a goal, you're taking this away from them.
I am, unfortunately.
Fair play. Let's have it. Go on, then.
I don't know whether geography matters. However, the second one, I started on the beach in Blackpool with severe gale force winds. Oh. So you start on the sand. It's not a good idea.
You can't walk on sand, never mind run
right,
on sand.
Very hard.
So bearing in mind, you're starting 26.2 miles running on sand.
Oh, God.
There was sea foam in my face. And then you're kind of running around the town of Blackpool looking at all the houses. It's not the best thing to be looking at. No offence.
Can I stop you there? Is it? Should we, instead of putting Marathon on the anti-bucket list, should we just put Blackpool? I think you've got a problem with Blackpool, let's be honest. It's the houses and the sand?
It's very grey, very non-inspirational. Right. You know, you're running this marathon, all sorts is happening to your body. You're just slowly making your body want to shut down. That's essentially what you're doing, running a marathon.
Well, I think the problem is, you've done it and I haven't, and, you know, and I don't know what to do about this one.
It's the fact it's your second one that surprises me, because you're trending the wrong way. Your second one should be easier than the first one, shouldn't it?
Well, that's what I thought. But the first one, I think, was Chester Way, and I think it was one of their first ones, and it was up through hills. So I thought, well, technically they should be flat, so the next one should be better, and then I arrived at Blackpool Beach.
I think we definitely need to write Blackpool, John. That's the problem here, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to put Blackpool on the anti-bucket list. Nobody need go there, certainly not run.
At least after 26 miles, you're in Preston or somewhere by then, aren't you?
The point two at the end that gets you, it gives you a marker for 26 and you've still got point two. Who does that?
I mean,
The only time you want to be running in Blackpool is when some of the locals are chasing you.
Away from a stag party.
Right, I'm going to put running a marathon in Blackpool specifically is on the anti-bucket list, and thank you very much, Holly!
Newcheckdownloads.com.